Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I did see Marcel-Louis Jacques tweet out Mike McDaniel on his conversation with Stephen Ross after the game. Now, I know Stephen Ross was at the game in Carolina yesterday. And so apparently they did speak after the game. The quote from Mike McDaniel is, he was really frustrated. We talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, and that was really the extent of it.
It's bigger than X and O game plan to get ready for the Chargers.
I mean, I wonder if Stephen Ross said to him, so how are you preparing to get ready for the Chargers next Sunday, or if Mike McDaniel just looked at him and said, I don't have a lot to say after this one. We just got to get ready for the Chargers. And then they just kind of went their separate ways. Like, I'd like to know more details of that particular conversation.
Yeah. 1-4, losing to mediocre teams. It's so we beat the Jets and they haven't won a game yet. And we lose to the Panthers. And the Patriots beat the Bills. That was just a stab in the gut last night.
Well, watching Drake May that way. What is he, year two? Year two, I guess, right?
Year two.
I mean,
year one of Vrabel. They're five games into year one of Vrabel. They've already beaten the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium with Drake May. And they've done something to a Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel. Mm-hmm. And Chris Greer have never been able to do that, win a primetime game, but go into Buffalo and beat the Bills in their own house. Think about that. They've already surpassed the Dolphins in five games of the Mike Vrabel era. In five games.
That hurt me on the plane watching.
Yeah.
Watching a reset of this is Vrabel's first year.
First year.
He's already beat the Bills in Buffalo, the Super Bowl favored Bills in Buffalo, right after we lose to the Carolina Panthers that have a third grader playing quarterback.
This is why Omar Kelly keeps coming on QAM, and you guys know I love Omar, but he keeps saying no matter what happens, you win, because if the Dolphins win a game, they win a game. But if they lose, you're one step closer to what's inevitable, which is what a lot of fans want, guys, and that's a new head coach and a new regime. And I feel strongly against that notion because this shouldn't have taken five games this year for the obvious. This should have been done last year. This should have been done at the end of last season, and Stephen Ross waited again too long.
Well, that's
been obvious.
Bear Jackson in the Herald. That's like been his point for a while is, hey, Stephen Ross, can you please care more about the product you're putting out there? And I'm not telling you whether I agree with Barry Jackson or not, but he has been adamant. You can't witness what you're witnessing since you took over the team. and think patience. There's a tweet. Let me get this tweet for a second. It was from Barry Jackson. I thought was interesting. This is 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way. I'll couch it as that. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can hear Game Day Uncensored with Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly at 9 a.m. Sunday. Is there a new addition to the show, too? Did I make that up, or did you say that on the air the other day?
I think I announced it on Friday. Chris Perkins from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. We'll have Omar. We'll have Perk. That's all happening this upcoming Sunday.
All right, cool. 9 a.m., 104.3 FM, WQAM. Let me find this tweet from Barry Jackson. He posted, "Patience isn't always a virtue. Kraft knew Belichick was done and dumped him. New Mayo was a mistake and corrected it after a year." Remember, they had Gerard Mayo for one season. "New Mayo was a mistake, corrected it after a year, and hired a coach who exudes the toughness that the Dolphins have lacked for years." And there's something to be said for that, because I'm a proponent of being patient. I'm a proponent of stability is what makes organizations great. I point to the Heat with that all the time, right? The stability, even when LeBron James was saying, "Hey, maybe Spo's not the guy." Remember year one? Mm-hmm. The stability for me makes an organization great. And the Marlins have not had stability. Like, you can go on and on. The Panthers finally seem to have some stability, and they're you know, going out of their way to re-sign guys. Connor McDavid, by the way, re-signed with Edmonton today for two more seasons. There was some notion after the ouster that he would leave, but he is not. But Barry Jackson saying, okay, patience not always a virtue. Sometimes you have to recognize that you're bleeding, the fans are unhappy, the product is inferior, and it ain't getting any better.
Yeah, like the stability hawk, but staying married in a terrible marriage just to be stable, like stability, some, like, you have to be good at it. You have to be helpful. You have to be loving in that marriage. You can't just be there to be there because we've been there for 5 years. Vrabel, what he just did, and it's five games, but they beat the Bills in Buffalo. What Shane Steichen, this is his third year, and they're one of the best teams in the AFC right now, 4-1. Like, it was 23. We always bring up 2023, 70-point game, number one offense, all that. It's starting to look like that was the McDaniel outlier more than what to expect.
But look how many teams.
Which is funny, because I thought that was more representative of who they were going to be. I didn't think that was the outlier, but you're correct. It is the outlier.
Crowder, look how many teams. Like, we can point to, and I know the circumstances are different everywhere. I'm not trying to say that, you know, because one team had success X way, that the Dolphins can have success that same way. Look, you have to get lucky. Things have to go your way. And for the Dolphins, a lot of time, Hawk, Barry Jackson points this out, there's also a case of just a lot of unlucky bleep as well. But Crowder, the Denver Broncos, the team the Dolphins put up 70, new coach, new quarterback, they've committed to building the defense, they just beat the Eagles on the road. We've talked about the Lions how many times, building within the trenches, going with a new coach that they trust, and now they're in a Super Bowl window. The Commanders got rid of everybody in that organization, and within 2 years, a bit of luck, they hit on the quarterback, but they put themselves in that position. Now they're Super Bowl contenders. The Patriots with Drake May, and they got their head coach in Mike Vrabel. Now they look like they're a team that, at the very least, is going to contend for the playoffs for the next few years. There's example after example of teams who realize, we're spinning our wheels, let's jump off early and salvage the situation. But the Dolphins never do. The Dolphins in my lifetime just wait until it's too late to get off the wagon. And you're in that position again, and you're 1-5. You have awful structure, and your contract situation is crippling. Now what?
And to bring up something Hawk said, I thought about it. When you said that Robert Kraft, he saw 1 year Jared Mayo and was like, no, that's not how it is. But Hawk, think about what he saw for the last 20. He watched what Belichick could do. He saw what great coaches do with organizations. So when Mayo came in, he said, that's not how it's done. What has Stephen Ross been looking at? Stephen Ross has seen Sperano, Philbin, Gase, Flores. He doesn't know what a good coach looks like.
He's looking, though. And he was trying to go get Tom Brady. He looked at what New England was doing, and he said, you know what? I just want to do what they're doing. Come meet me on my boat.
He wanted Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson. Seems like he knows talent when he sees it.
But the Buccaneers missed out. Or I'm sorry, the Buccaneers, after the Dolphins missed out on Tom Brady, got Tom Brady, won a Super Bowl, and since then had been perennial playoff contenders with Baker, Mother Bleepin' Mayfield.
Yeah, but they did, like, do you attribute that to great front office acumen?
Yes.
Or did Baker Mayfield happen to be available after they lost Tom Brady and they took a flyer on Baker Mayfield the way someone takes a flyer on Carson Wentz or Geno Smith or whatever, Sam Darnold? Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Like, do you think that they had tapped Baker Mayfield as their next great quarterback, who, by the way, could be my favorite player in the NFL right now?
Yeah,
he was so much fun yesterday to watch. Yeah. Again, there's some backstory video circulating on social media because he was getting into it before the game with some of the Seahawks fans, and he found them after the game to give them a little more abuse after what they witnessed out on the field. But I think I saw Peter Schrager this morning on First Take saying Baker Mayfield might be the MVP right now of the league. Might be the front runner for league MVP right now.
And Daniel Jones is right behind him. Think about that.
But again, like, do you, and obviously Shane Steichen chose Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, which I thought was not a great decision at the beginning of the season. But again, to my point, Solana, like, getting Daniel Jones after he's done with the Giants, getting Baker Mayfield after he's done with Cleveland and Carolina, I don't even know if he was somewhere else after that. Like, is that great front office acumen, or are you just stumbling into something lucky?
You're right. They took a flyer on Baker. It worked. But, Hawk,
yeah,
I think they can also look at guys they didn't take flyers on and say, you know what, that's not going to work. And I think the Buccaneers were in a situation where they're like, let's move on. New era has to start now. And that, to me, is as important as hitting on a flyer. Sometimes you miss on a flyer when you know it's time to turn the page. And I think that's one of the biggest shortcomings of Chris Greer and Stephen Ross, more than anything, is that they don't know when to turn the page, when to flip the script and say, this is done, we must move forward.
Somebody texts in, to your point, Solana, the Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson, they ate $40 million because they recognized he's not for us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're done with him. and they're in a pretty good spot right now. Denver had a nice little comeback yesterday afternoon in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia.
It doesn't mean Denver is what you want to be. Like, I'm not saying the Dolphins should aspire to be the Denver Broncos, but wouldn't you rather not be the Miami Dolphins and be the Denver Broncos right now? Since that 70-point performance where the Dolphins beat the Broncos, look up the records between the two teams, and the Broncos are in a much better spot and have been significantly better. They're building something. The Dolphins' window closed 2 years ago, and they're still like, oh, well, maybe it's still there.
No, but again, when you say they're building something, has Denver won a playoff game?
They beat the Eagles, and they were in the playoffs last year. They just beat the Eagles on the road.
No. I got you. I'm just asking if they won a playoff game, because I could make the analogy that what's his name?
I'm Bo Nix?
Blank on his name.
Or Sean Payton?
No. Sean Payton. Sean Payton and Bo Nix are on this trajectory that it looked like Mike McDaniel and Tua were on, which is they're winning games, and it looks like that, because that is the case for the beginning of the era.
Yeah. But I guess it's so much younger than our era. We're 5 years in.
No. We're beyond, I'm saying the beginning, Bo Nix and Sean Payton are right now, I think we may have looked at, if you do it, I don't know how many games they've been together, right? Is it a full season last season?
Yeah, so 2022.
Did he play the season before that? Did Bo Nix play the season before that?
Is this year three of Bo Nix? I thought he was a
I think it's year three of Sean Payton, but I'm not certain it's year three of Bo Nix being the starter.
I thought Bo Nix was a rookie last year. And he started last year.
He started from game one?
Yeah, remember, last year, Russ was in Pittsburgh. They jumped off the Russ train 2 seasons prior in 2023.
But hadn't they had Bo Nix on the roster that season with Russ?
No, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, chat, but I believe, I'm looking it up, they drafted him last year, 12th overall, which was one of the reasons they jumped ship on Russ, because he was going to put them in better positions to win, and they're saying, no. We don't want to win. We want a better draft pick.
22 starts, 17 last year, 5 this year, 13-9.
Yeah.
And beating the defending champions.
Right, but all I would say to you is look at Tua and McDaniel 22 games in together. You might have felt the same way that you do about Peyton and Bo Nix right now.
But about Peyton, Peyton is a Super Bowl champion.
Correct. He's already got the goods.
And they said he just passed, who'd he pass? Bill Parcells with wins as a head coach with the win against the Eagles. Mike McDaniel wears nice shoes on the sideline and pretty glasses.
Look good in San Fran, man. Maybe we just go out and get Debo.
If the window is closed, so you said it, Hawk, the window's closed. I believe it. I'll say it. The window's closed on this roster quarterback head coach combo. And I think Chris Greer is attached to this. What are we doing now? What are we trying to do? Get a lower draft pick?
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. You know, for me, for my money, and I know listeners aren't going to want to hear this, I don't think Tua is a problem right now. I think you have much greater problems. I think it's McDaniel and Greer. I think Tua was pretty decent yesterday. Again, I know the final drive where you need to come back and win, even though you've already come back and won, if the defense can stop Bryce Young. Tua had a great bomb to Jaylen Waddle. It was beautiful. People complain, oh, it was short. What's the difference? Guy waltzed into the end zone. Tua on that final drive there should have been a pick on that final drive. We'd have gone bananas. Jaylen Waddle actually ended up playing defense on that errant throw and was able to kind of bat it down. But I don't think Tua, for me, is like this urgent problem right now. The biggest problem with him is he can't extend a play. And you notice it when you watch other quarterbacks. You notice how they're able to extend a play even by the threat of running. That's my biggest problem with Tua right now.
I watched Bryce Young roll out to create that throw to the sideline late in the third quarter, early fourth. I watched damn Drake May and Josh Allen, they running around like Michael Vick.
How about the Drake May dime at the end that he probably shouldn't have even thrown?
Crazy.
Like, crazy. That was incredible.
On the move.
Yep.
Tua doesn't do anything on the move. Name all the top Bo Nix watching that game. Jalen Hurts watching that game. If we go through the league, you name all the quarterbacks that you're impressed by, they do stuff on the move. That third down sack that Tua took was Eben and Yaya just got ran past like he was a baby sitting in a stroller. He couldn't. He just balls up.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try to escape, evade, duck, spin, rip, disappears. You know, act like jump at him like you're going to punch him and see if he flinches. Do something. He just, the guy comes, he balls up. Fourth and 17.
He can't, though. He can't. Because even on plays where he extends the drive, Baker Mayfield is putting his shoulder down. Sam Darnold even is putting his shoulder down. And they're not afraid of getting concussed. Maybe they will, but they're not afraid of it. Tua is diving or falling short, giving himself up 3-4 yards before even the idea of getting contact on a play because he's being told to by everybody around him and because he's looking out for his livelihood, which I respect. But it's not conducive to winning a football game. It's just not.
Not even – and I'm with you, too. He doesn't want to get hit. And honestly, I've argued that he shouldn't want to get hit because if he gets hit now, now Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson in the game, we're going to look really, really bad. They're not throwing for 350 yards. Neither one of them are throwing. We'll get beat by 20 if they were in the game. I don't think he's athletic enough right now to do what those quarterbacks – not even the fear of injury.
It's just
he
not.
Cannot, he's not physically capable to do what Bo Nix, Drake May, Josh Allen. He can't do that.
He's talked about it,
though. Which, by the way, is okay when you have protection and a running game. Like, it's okay to be that guy if all the other pieces fall into place. But if you're running for your life the entire time and you can't run for your life, that's a problem.
You run for your life with ankle braces and knee braces on. The only guys that can play Tua's game that have the protection too that I see, Jared Goff is not athletic at all, and Matt Stafford doesn't even try to move around.
Yeah, but those guys can get hit, dude. Those guys take hits.
By the way, though, free money, Tua rushing over, hit again, had it at over 1.5 yesterday. He had 5 yards on one little run up the middle that stopped too short, by the way. But still, he got his 5 yards.
Don't hold five like it's impressive. 5 yards.
5 yards. It was another green ticket in my wallet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.